Exercise 2. Number 1.
You look awful. Do you have a hangover?
No, I've been up all night finishing a paper. All I've had to drink is coffee.
What is the man's problem? Two.
Can I use my credit card to pay my fees, or do I have to give you a check?
Your card is fine as long as your credit approval goes through.
How does the woman want to pay? Three.
No wonder Sharon won't see you. She probably thought that such an expensive gift was inappropriate on such short acquaintance.
It certainly is different here. In my country, men are supposed to show women that they care for them by giving them jewelry.
Why did Sharon stop seeing the man? Four.
Why do you need to check my purse? Do you think I stole something?
Not at all. This is a standard security procedure.
Why did the man look through the woman's purse? Five.
I lost my notebook. Could I borrow yours before the test?
I'm sorry, I'd like to help you, but I just can't. I have to take it with me to work so I can study on my breaks.
What does the woman want the man to do? Six.
That looks like Steve's car, but who is that girl driving it?
Oh, that's Steve's sister. I met her last night at Marianne's party.
Who is driving Steve's car? Seven.
The door seems to be locked. Do I need a key for the bathroom?
No, just push hard. It sticks a little.
Why won't the door open? Eight.
Can we use our calculators on the test?
Yes. If you bring them to me at the beginning of the test, I'll check them out and return them right away so you can use them.
What does the man want to do? Nine.
My roommate left, and he didn't pay his share. So I'm stuck with all the rent and utilities for last month.
That's not fair. You should call his family.
What is the woman's advice? Ten.
I want to apply for a student loan, please.
All right. Fill out these forms and bring in your income tax records from last year. Then I'll review your options with you.
How will the woman help the man?